Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 15th of April. Starting off with Brand Shield Systems, where we've had a bit of an announcement about some new contract or renewed contract. But the main thing on the technical front here is that the shares, after spending around a month bouncing off the offer price around 20 pence, but the stock came in December. We've had a trend line break there from January, that and a gap to the upside, actually, which is even more useful. Gaps off the lows tend to be a sign that there's a turnaround. And at least while we're above 20 pence, which has been the same message for the last few weeks, looking for higher prices. Initially, obviously 25, but the trend channel, or the top of the triangle here, rather up towards 40 pence. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Going on to a stock where there's lots of expectation happening around it, Critical Metals. Just had a sort of revamp and a fresh look at the chart. Looks like we've got a rising trend channel here from December, top of the channel here, while we hold above the 50-day moving average at just under 14 pence, and that particular moving average there up towards 26, 27 pence. Big picture target here, still the top of the wider channel heading towards 50 pence on maybe a 2 to 3 month time frame, but upper 20s while we're above 13, 14 pence looks to be the way there for Critical Metals. Onto a stock which has really flown and has had a great sort of technical setup as well. Cambridge, here we've got the situation where the shares have, they gapped up twice now. They gapped up through resistance, which was the start of the latest move in the middle of last month, and held that gap there through 80. And since then, we've had a gap through a pound. And while we're above, I suppose, the floor of the latest bull flag, that's around £1.18, looking for as high as the top of the rising trend channel from December, moving up towards the £2 level as soon as the end of next month. It seems a bit ambitious, but it looks as though we could actually make it given the gaps to the upside we've had. If you're fussy in terms of the price action, etc., maybe you could have a tighter stop as an end of day close back below the last peak there at £1.29. But ideally, you can hold the stock while it remains above the 118, 120 area and going for £2. Another stock which has really come up trumps, and quite proud of this one in the sense that I sort of jumped the gun or guessed that there was going to be a breakout on that day there, the first trading day of the month, and that proved to be the case. Great move up to for Corsel, also hitting the target that we had at that time, up to 2.3, 2.4 pence, so that's a big plus there. And really, while we're at, well, I suppose an end-of-day close through 2.4, 2.5 pence should be enough to give us another penny on top. So that top of that December price channel there at 3.5 pence as soon as the end of next month. And the upside valid while we hold above 2 pence on an end-of-day close basis, basically today's intraday low. So above 2, looking for 3.5 on Corsel with a 2.4 or 2.5 pence trigger. Onto a stock which is rather less familiar, but may become more familiar in the near term. Here we've got Golden Rock Global. Looks as though actually the shares are already on their way after that sideways consolidation around 11 pence. But if you're fussy, maybe you wait for an end of day close above that March resistance line and the 50-day moving average around 15 pence. Above 15 pence, looking for 25, and then obviously looking for a retest of February resistance towards 50 pence on the basis that we're in a rising trend channel with that kind of resistance line on top. But at least initially 25 pence while we're above the 11 pence level on Golden Rock. Stock which has been a bit of a slow mover of late, but looks like it's starting to warm up a bit. Gunsind, here we've broken a resistance line from January. That was running around the 1.9 pence level, and while we're above 1.9, looking towards once again looking towards 3 pence, which we've been looking forward to for quite some time, many months now, but above 1.9, looking for 3 pence, and only really well below 1.8 on a sustained basis, really delaying once again the upside scenario at Gunsind. A stock which I covered, I believe, a couple of days ago, and seems to have jumped up rather well, is IMC. We had, the trigger for looking at the stock was the island reversal, bear trap island reversal, so a gap down there in March and a gap higher I suppose that was last week. Another gap higher today, obviously, and by, as if by magic, we've actually hit the resistance line target that we had, rather ambitious one, from July at 1.75 pence, right on the nose, in fact. Current situation, I suppose, is that one would be looking for an end-of-day close above 1.6 pence. If we can get that, then maybe we can start dreaming of a fresh move to the upside and a higher parallel there, heading towards, what's that, 2.3, 2.4 pence, maybe by the end of next month. This stage, we would say that we've got to hold the late, the late January resistance there at 1.25 pence for the upside to continue. But the gap through resistance, normally a very strong signal for a stock or a market. On to Maestrano, and here you can see that we've had a decent trend in the stock for many months, obviously one of the best performers of the past year on the stock market. But this little breakout here through the January resistance line is looks significant, also breaking the 17.5 pence initial April resistance, above 17.5 pence. Looking for a big target here, maybe up towards 50 pence over the next 2 to 3 months, so maybe by the end of June, and the upside valid while we hold above the 50-day line around 15 pence. Only back below the 200-day line at 12 pence, really killing the idea of a big move to the upside for Maestrano. Onto a stock which has been requested, although I covered it a couple of days ago. I know there's a few Phoenix Copper maniacs around, and we had this falling wedge breakout after a bear trap, double bear trap for the share, so that would have flushed most people out. Rising trend, rising 200-day moving average now, and a breakthrough 40 pence is encouraging. While we're above the 20-day moving average at 35 pence, looking towards 60 or even 65 pence at that October resistance line projection. Maybe that could be seen by the end of June. A stock which hasn't been around here for a long, long time is a 600 group. Here we've had a gap to the upside through resistance, and as we always find these significant, that's why the shares are here today. While we remain above March's 9.7 pence peak, we're looking towards an August resistance line projection as high as 14.5 pence by the end of next month. A company which should have been on a flyer on the basis of the fundamentals of the company, I think it's in the health sector, healthcare services, etc., is Totally, but it seems that the penny's only dropped and the stock's only risen now. Here we've had a gap. We've got a gap through resistance. It's held for a couple of days now, so that shows that the shares are likely to have a sustained move to the upside, and at least while we're above 35 pence in February resistance, on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards that May resistance line projection as high as 65 pence as soon as the end of June, maybe even the end of next month. So that could be a strong situation. On to a stock which I covered before a while ago now, but Wood Boys. Here we've got a situation where I think I was looking at it around the 3 pence area, but decent move here, good mid-move consolidation, and a very sharply rising 50-day moving average. Not quite sure, can't quite see whether that's a gap or not, but at least while we're above the floor of the channel at 5.5 pence, looking towards 8 pence at the October price channel top as soon as the end of next month. And actually, probably with that kind of charting configuration, we should be looking for much more. Best case scenario target here towards, 11, 12 pence by the end of June. So the shares could double over the next couple of months. Finishing off with Zephyr, which a lot of people are claiming they found this and it's all their own work and they were very, very clever. But it was always looking like a very good company, let's say. And it's proven to be the case, both on a fundamental and a charting perspective as well. Well, very well behaved. Rising trend channel here from September, top of the channel going towards 4.25 pence. And that's valid while we hold above the floor of the channel around 2.4 pence. 4.5 pence may be delivered by the end of next month, or perhaps even sooner. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.